Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for this Monday, going to be lots of clouds, and we'll have a high of about 36. In Kenosha right now, 30 degrees, 26 in Burlington, Milwaukee 32, it's 30 in Racine. Several shots fired by a man who got out of a car in the 1300 block of Albert Street near a Racine church Sunday afternoon. Officers dispatched to that location reportedly found no physical evidence. Nonetheless, an officer's safety notice was given to all squads about a dark vehicle that witnesses claimed fled the area. As for the offender, it was supposedly an African-American male wearing dark clothes and a dark hat. Racine police contacted by a driver early this morning about coming across a small child on Lake Avenue. About 10 to 15 minutes later came a call from a man saying his 4-year-old son was missing from their apartment in the 400 block of Main Street. Turned out the youngster had left around 2 o'clock or so this morning while dad was sleeping. The officer with the boy brought him back safe and sound. Well, now's the time of year when the weather conditions are really leaning more towards spring, hopefully, and contributing to the creation of those nasty potholes that we're all seeing all over the place.
So when the temperatures are right around freezing, you get rain and you get melting snow, that'll seep into the cracks that are there, freeze again overnight, and then break up the pavement. So we're out there trying to repair them right now. It's a hard time of the year to do it as well. We can't really do permanent fixes, so it's all temporary.
That's Mike Sproul with the State DOT's Bureau of Highway Maintenance. He says motorists need to be on the alert for both the potholes and the road crews who are trying to fix them. A Racine man and a woman from Oak Creek among the 15 drivers arrested over the weekend by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department in that continuing effort against drunk driving between 4 p.m. Fridays and 6 a.m. Sundays. 51-year-old Thomas Goodluck of Milwaukee arrested on his fourth offense for operating while intoxicated. 37-year-old Oliver Principe of Racine arrested on his third offense. And 28-year-old Stephanie Hendren of Oak Creek, one of two arrests for a second OWI offense. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources experts going to be available for an online discussion about coyotes tomorrow at noon. To join, you log on to dnr.wi.gov and you search the keyword chat. Staff will be able to answer questions ranging from nuisance wildlife concerns to habitat and the behavior of the coyotes. You can learn more about urban coyotes by searching the keywords urban wildlife. Meanwhile, Mount Pleasant Police are going to host an informational meeting about coyotes in urban areas next Monday night, 6 p.m., that's February 29th, in the auditorium at the Village Hall. Two DNR wildlife biologists, along with a conservation officer, will first do a presentation, then they'll take questions from the audience, the gathering in response to citizen inquiries and calls for concern. Controlled burns planned this spring on land owned by the DNR here in southern Wisconsin, if the weather conditions allow it. Racine County has burns scheduled for the Tishigan Wildlife Area, Honey Creek Wildlife Area, the Karcher Wildlife Area, Hoosier Creek Habitat Area, and Eagle Lake Fisheries Area. In Kenosha County, the Bong Recreation Center, Silver Lake Fisheries Area, New Munster Wildlife Area, and Shewaukee Prairie State Natural Area. Prescribed burning is an ongoing effort to preserve and to restore the landscape, also to improve wildlife habitat and help control invasive species. When and specifically where the burns will take place, also to be noticed to local law enforcement and fire departments. And the average price of gasoline down 5 cents over the past couple of weeks. That's nationwide to $1.77 a gallon. It's gone up, though, noticeably here in the last several days in southeast Wisconsin. Anyway, nationwide, Trilby Lundberg says things are changing, definitely.
This is a very low price. It's the lowest since December 19 of 2008.
Lundberg says the average price for gasoline nationwide, Trilby Lundberg says, $2.40 a gallon in San Diego. Lowest price was $1.42 in Tucson. Now, here in the southeast corner, after prices had dipped below $1.40 a gallon at several stations, they are up again between almost 10 to 20 cents. Well, what was known as the Marriott Hotel and Conference Center at Highway 20 in Mount Pleasant for the past few decades is no more because of an acquisition. The new official name has yet to be installed, according to Village Development Director Logan Martin, talking to members of the Village Plan Commission.
The Marriott was purchased by another hotel chain out of North or South Carolina. And as part of that acquisition, they were losing the Marriott flag. And so as hotels lose their flag, they have to rebrand. This will become a Delta hotel, but until the renovations are completed and until they pull the flag for that and get signage for that, they've created this interim name.
The interim name is Racine Architect Hotel and Conference Center, with Martin saying the new Delta name, part of the Marriott brand, is coming, along with some new outside displays. North Carolina-based CHD Investments putting in at least $7 million into that property to refresh the rooms, the common areas, the banquet hall, and the restaurant over a 12 to 18-month period. Tonight, the Caledonia Village Board will meet at 6 o'clock in the Eastside Community Center on the possibility of building a new village hall. The gathering to begin with a presentation from the building committee. Public's encouraged to attend as well as to look at the current municipal building on Nicholson Road, which was constructed back in the 1950s. There will be an open house from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, February the 27th. A new village hall would not only incorporate existing government operations, also provide a new municipal courtroom. Racine County's Youth and Governance Program participants will be having an informational meeting tonight at 6:30. That'll be at the Ives Grove Auditorium. This is on the possibility of creating a county flag. It's part of the county's rebranding process that County Executive Jonathan Delagrave says will help to reflect all of the positive characteristics of Racine County. Flag would be part of the ongoing rebranding website redesign process. University of Wisconsin offers up an opportunity for high school students who are interested in agriculture and science to come and explore that in the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, this through the World Food Prize Wisconsin Youth Institute. Cindy Fendrick with the UW's Department of Academic Affairs says interested students complete a research paper as part of the problem-solving challenge connected to this.
They select a country. It's a developing country from a list. And then they looked at what's called a food factor. So food factors can be things like human rights. You can even look at things such as sciences like plant science or animal agriculture. So you study the country, you study that particular issue, then you propose a solution to addressing food security in that particular country.
The research papers make the students eligible to participate in a one-day hands-on program at UW-Madison. Both students and teachers can Google search Wisconsin Youth Institute to get more information. The ballot for Racine Unified School Board having now been set for the April 5th general election by last week's primary, the Racine Taxpayers Association announcing a couple of candidate forums, though not with the same group of participants each time. There are 9 numbered districts as mandated by the state legislature. Current board members will face each other in 3 of the races. 3 others pit an incumbent against a newcomer, and the other 2 are political newbies. District 1 has just 1 single candidate. That's Michelle Duco. The others have 2. First of the forums will be March the 22nd in the Michigan Room at Gateway Technical College. That for candidates in districts 3, 6, 7, and 8. The second forum will be March the 29th at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall for districts 2, 4, 5, and 9. Both of these begin at 7 p.m. They are scheduled to go for about 90 minutes. WRJN.com is our webpage and our newscaster there whenever you want. Just look in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.